Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and where are my spooky people at? If you haven't gathered, I have an obsession for horror movies, and one of my many favorites is Jennifer's Body, starring Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried. Okay, I love that movie, and I think Megan Fox is hot. I'm not ashamed to say that. She's hot as hell. Amanda, too. Hot movie. And I also like the writing of that movie. But did you know that the movie was actually based off a true crime case? Oh, yeah. No, there wasn't a teenage girl possessed by a demon and eating boys somewhere. I hope. I don't think. But a group of boys did sacrifice a girl and make a deal with the devil for their band. For today, my friends, we'll be discussing Elise Paler. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. Now, for those of you that haven't seen Jennifer's Body or don't remember, let me just give you a little refresher. Jennifer, played by Megan Fox, and her nerdy best friend, Amanda Seyfried, go out to a local dive bar to see an indie band called Low Shoulder in their town in Devil's Kettle, Minnesota. A fire engulfs the bar, killing several people. The girls manage to escape, and Jennifer leaves with the band. Lil Shoulder takes her into the woods and offer her as a virgin sacrifice to Satan in exchange for fame and fortune. Now, they killed her, but they did not know that Jennifer actually wasn't a virgin, which then led her to being possessed, and she started feeding off boys who she had previously rejected. Needy learns what happens and vows to put an end to the carnage. Okay, but what is the real story? 15-year-old Elise Paler lived in Arroyo Grande, California, a city with a high crime rate and a significant gang activity. And I have to say that because it pertains to the story. On the 22nd of July, 1995, 15-year-old Elise was reported missing. That night, she was invited to meet up with fellow teens Jacob DeLashmont, who was 16, Royce Casey, who was 17, and Joseph Fiorella, 15, to smoke weed in nearby eucalyptus grove. Like, hey girl, wanna get high? Woo! But the boys had other plans. Elise let her guard down and, you know, started to feel the effects of getting high, the weed hitting her. Jacob took off his belt and then used it to strangle her. Royce held her down while she struggled, while Joseph pulled out a knife and then stabbed her in the neck multiple times. Eventually, the two other boys took turns stabbing her. If that wasn't horrific enough, they raped her lifeless body. These boys left Elise's body in the grove, but then would come back more than once to sexually assault her corpse. Not only did they murder this girl, oh no, they had to do necrophilia as well. Yes, this case is gonna enrage you, as it did me. The boys planned this murder in advance and was intended to be a ritual sacrifice. The boys would later on to say that they truly believed if they murdered or sacrificed, they'd receive enough power from the devil for their death metal band Hatred to become famous. Like, gotta make a deal with the devil, guys. No one just makes it anymore. Like, what is wrong with you? The trio even bragged to other people. Yes, stupid children. They bragged to their friends about how they committed the murder and necrophilia, but everyone thought, you know, they were just talking and no one took them seriously. Why would you brag about that? Why are people so dumb? Why? Riddle me this, people, please. Elise's body remained in that grove for 8 months. 8 months. But was finally recovered in March of 1996 when Royce Casey, you know, one of her murderers, had a change of heart. And he confessed to police. Her partially mummified remains were all out in a South Eucalyptus grove located about a quarter mile from her home. The autopsy revealed that the 15-year-old had been stabbed more than 12 times, yet none of the individual wounds were fatal. Instead, the cause of death was blood loss stemming from her injuries. So she bled out, and that is how she died. Before Royce came forward, the authorities had no idea who was responsible for the disturbing crime, and they initially thought it was going to be the work of local gangs, since it's a high crime rate, a lot of gang activity, it's gotta be a gang, right? No, look into the friends, officers, look into the friends. After having practiced Satanism with his bandmates, Royce converted to Christianity and confessed to his crimes. He also told the authorities that the bandmates were planning on committing more murders, saying that Elise, quote, wouldn't be the only one, there would be others. Royce feared that they were planning on killing him too. I don't think it was a change of heart, Royce. I think you did it because you were afraid your bandmates were going to kill you and you were like, fuck it, let me tell the police so I can get a deal. According to Royce, the murder plot was planned by Jacob and Joseph.
See, I didn't plan it. It was those guys. I was just involved.
Mind you, he was the oldest one. He could have been like, no, that's ridiculous, but no, you all are crazy. They picked Elise in particular for their victim because she was a blonde hair, blue-eyed, reputed virgin. They're like, oh, she's perfect. They thought that these specific characteristics would make her murder the ultimate sin against God. Over the course of the weeks leading up to her disappearance, of course, they stalked her. As Elise was being murdered, she begged for help. She called out to her mom and to Jesus. Royce admitted to police that Elise was, quote, on the ground praying to God and calling for her mom, end quote. I hate these boys. I hate them. So y'all literally stabbed her repeatedly as she is calling out for God and her mom. And they thought it was funny. Like, no. Joseph's own mother had told police that he had told her that Jacob and Royce had committed necrophilia, while one of Jacob's friends told police that he was boasting of going back to Elise's body to have sex with it. Like, why didn't you people come earlier? When the boys professed their adoration for the music of the metal band Slayer, that was their scapegoat. Yeah. They're like, it's because we're a metal band. Slayer's such an iconic band. We want to be like them. That does not give you an excuse to murder someone. Elise's parents, David and Lisa Ann Paler, filed a lawsuit against the band, claiming that the songs Postmortem and Dead Skin Mask had given the boys the actual instructions to torture, rape, and murder their daughter. They were seeking monetary damages as well as a halt to the practice of marking violent music towards juveniles. Unfortunately, the lawsuit would be thrown out. The judge threw out their case stating, quote, there's not a legal position that could be taken that would make Slayer responsible for the girl's death. Where do you draw the line? You might as well start looking through the library at every book on the shelf. The Palers filed a second lawsuit against Slayer, but that case was also dismissed. I kind of see where they're coming from. I mean, everyone's entitled to like their own music, but I mean, it's also up to the kids though. Yes, you can listen to stupid shit on the radio, but that does not mean you should go out and commit a murder and torture somebody and rape them. Like, that's not what those lyrics are saying to you, sir. But then again, the band's just making a song, you know? They're not like, hey, what's this gonna do to a messed up kid's mind? They don't know. Joseph Fiorello would reach a plea agreement in which he pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in exchange for a sentence of life imprisonment with a minimum of 26 years. Royce Casey pleaded no contest to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum of 21 years. Jacob DeLashman was also pleaded no contest to first-degree murder and was sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum of 26 years. Now here's where it gets interesting, because in 2021, Royce had a shot at parole. Oh yes, had a shot at parole. The man who committed murder and necrophilia had a shot at parole. Some members of Elise's family, including her dad, said they did not oppose to the release because Royce was said to express sincere remorse over the murder and had been the one to confess and lead the police to her body. He was like, see? I help. I did the right thing. I shouldn't be released. I don't think you should. In prison, he had a 20-year record of model behavior and had participated in a number of rehabilitation courses. He got his GED and was working toward a bachelor's degree in psychology and sociology. During his parole hearing, he described Elise as a truly wonderful person. He said that while behind bars, he had learned self-acceptance, and that when he was a teenager, he had the desire to portray an image of being violent. He also stated that when he thinks of Elise, he thinks of how immense the suffering is that he caused, and that Elise doesn't have her life anymore because of me. Yeah, dude. He added, she had felt so much pain while I was murdering her. No shit. Royce would be granted parole by the California Parole Board. However, San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Doe wrote a letter to the governor opposing the release. Like, what the fuck? No. In the letter, he wrote that Royce has, quote, never adequately explained why he participated in such a sadistic and heinous crime. Ultimately, Governor Gavin Newsom would deny the grant of parole, reversing the parole board's decision. Like, no, he's not getting out. No. After a few years in prison, Jacob cast doubt on their supposedly satanic motives when he told Washington Post, quote, the music is destructive. That's not why Elise was murdered. She was murdered because Joe, Fiorella, was obsessed with her and was obsessed with killing her, end quote. All three men remain incarcerated today. Now I'm going to tell you my thoughts.
Okay, I totally am glad they did not release him. I don't care if he's a model citizen now. Yes, he was a teenager, okay? I understand that. I know some people are like, what about a forgiving nature? Screw that, okay? He not just killed somebody, like, by mistake. It was thought out and planned. This was a planned out torture murder. And then they raped her, like, no. They committed necrophilia. That's disgusting. No. And that is my opinion. I'm sorry. That is just me. Some people have a forgiving nature, like her parents, like, because he's a model citizen and he did stupid shit as a kid. That was planned out murder. I don't care. You were 17, damn near an adult. No. No. They are where they need to be. Just my thoughts.
And that is the horrific tragedy of Elise Paylor. Rest in peace. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for our new All Things Murder, if you dare.